The first question is about your beginnings. So where do you think can be located in time your real first photograph of the ones you are famous for?
Well, when I was studying photography in Manchester, I used to go to gigs and take pictures for myself, really. So it was a way of getting into the concert free in the early 70s. And I took a picture of David Bowie during the Ziggy Stardust tour. And I think that was the picture that made me think it could be an interesting way to earn a living. So I guess Bowie Live was my first shot.
What about passing the stage barrier? I mean, where and how did you get into the backstage? I think it's been the first step to know intimately many of the artists.
Yeah, when punk started, I was a lot of it was happening in Manchester, and I was there with a camera, and Paul Morley, who wrote for the NME, was there going to all the gigs. And I think because we just used to turn up at everything, we decided we should keep supplying the music press in England with pictures and words. And so it was then, really. I guess Buzzcocks really were the first band I worked with closely. And I used to go and see them quite a lot and take pictures every time I went and just try different things. And I think they weren't used to being photographed, and I wasn't really used to photographing rock and roll bands. So we were experimenting with each other, you know, and I'd try different things each time. And so gradually I was building a portfolio up. So I guess Buzzcocks really was the start of it for me.
Were there a kind of barriers between you and the artists? I mean, for a young photographer, it can be difficult to approach to...
Yeah, I think there is now, but because so many people have access to photography through their camera phones and so on, I think there are more barriers now, but then there weren't really. And I think because we were all of a similar age, and I'd studied photography, so, you know, I'd turn up and the bands were getting professional pictures very early on. So, no, there wasn't a barrier. I think they were quite happy for me to do what I was doing. And similarly, when I started photographing Joy Division, I was able to offer them something that they couldn't afford.
You're very famous for your live sets, photographically speaking, but there are lots of series of beautiful portraits. What was your method when you met a guy, a singer or a guitarist or whatever, and you had to have a lot of pictures from him, not taken from the stage or for the first row?
Well, I think the important thing initially is to realise that their time is valuable. I mean, you know, all our time's valuable, really, but if I'm there to photograph a musician, musicians have a very idiosyncratic idea of time. And so you can sometimes wait 3 or 4 days before you start to take pictures, and they're happy to have you around, and then you finally bring the camera out. And you've broken the barrier of the camera down a little bit, because they start responding to you as a person rather than to the lens. And so it's that, really. It's being available. It's being around all the time, and not getting upset if you don't get pictures in the first couple of hours. You know, I think sometimes you can wait for a week until you get a great shot, but then it's worth the wait.
Is there a man or woman artist that you had to photograph, and in the preparation of the set you were like saying, oh my God, not again, and vice versa? Is there anyone who you were very willing to photograph?
Generally, I've not really had to photograph that many people I don't like. I'm in a fortunate position, I guess. in that I've been able to work with people who I like a lot, and I've had a long working relationship with a lot of those people. I think when it's difficult if you work with a band who have no respect for you as an artist, and if you don't respect them, then you're not going to get good pictures out of it. The only band really I've ever worked with who I didn't like, who I had to work with editorially for the NME, was Duran Duran. And I just didn't think they had respect for each other. So why would they have any for me as well?
What about the many gigs you've seen in your life? Is there one or two that you think today still are very, very stuck in your memory for their importance?
Oh, I still think gigs can be really exciting and so on. You know, I think, obviously, the obvious ones when I was starting out were the Sex Pistols at the Leicester Free Trade Hall in Manchester, and also a couple of Joy Division gigs were great, and Bowie's Ziggy Stardust, and things that you went to see and thought, this is the most exciting day of my life. But you can still have days like that. You know, even going back a few years to when Oasis were becoming really big, and you'd go and see them and you thought, God, Liam's such a star on stage, you know, and you're enthralled by that. And I think you can be enthralled by the spectacle constantly. It doesn't matter who it is. I mean, I went to see Noel Gallagher in London about a month ago when he did a very small gig in Dingwalls, which probably holds about 300 people. And you thought, yeah, it's exciting to be here. So I think once you lose that excitement, then you should stop going, really.
You mentioned digital photography before, and I'm very curious to know what you think of the new rock or gig or live or whatever you want to call them, photographers now, and what do you think of the digital photography?
Well, I use digital. I don't have an issue with it. I think I don't understand why people take pictures on their iPhones at gigs, because they're not going to get a good photograph from the audience. And they're not going to get a nice video clip. It's the quality isn't there. I mean, I went to see Jack White about a month ago, again in London, and before the concert, somebody came on stage and he said, put your iPhones away. We're going to put the concert out as an MP3 in 2 days' time, and we're going to put photos on the website for you to download, so just enjoy it. And I thought that was great, because it's really irritating when you go to a gig these days and all you get in front of you are 300 people holding their phones up. And they're not having a great live experience. They're not watching the gig. They're watching it through a little screen. They want to keep them in their pockets and enjoy the gig.
And what about a possible tip or suggestion you could give to a young photographer, to a one who really want to have this path of a career?
Don't do it. Don't do it. It's very difficult now, I think, because there's so much mass media and there's so many people who don't want to pay for content, that it must be, for young photographers starting out, it must be really soul-destroying to find that it's very difficult to earn a living doing this. I'm fortunate in that I've got a great archive from a period when maybe everything wasn't over-photographed. But these days, it's tough. It's really tough.